Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. On Wall Street today, members of the New York Stock Exchange are deciding its future. They're expected to approve a deal to acquire a rival electronic trading firm. A yes vote would turn the 213-year-old trading institution into a for-profit, publicly traded company. Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Bob Moon joins us now. And Bob, how significant is the vote today?
Well, Madeline, this really is a decision on opening up, I guess you could call it a new era for an institution that really hasn't changed its way of doing business very much over the past couple of centuries. In a sense, it's playing catch-up with its more nimble electronic rivals. So it's made a deal to buy some know-how in operating a big computer trading system. The NYSE is famous for what's known as an open outcry system. You've seen this on TV, floor traders literally auctioning stocks in old-fashioned human intervention. Well, that's the way they've always done it from back in the day when they used to meet on the curb in downtown New York back in the 1800s. Fast forward to today, the exchange is currently owned by 1,366 members. They're called seat holders, and they're all voting on whether to buy Archipelago Holdings. It's a $6 billion deal, and then to take the exchange public, and that would mean selling shares of itself right along with all the other stocks that they sell on Wall Street.
So would that mean the end of that old-fashioned floor trading we know so much about?
The answer to that question is a definite maybe. Literally speaking, no. This plan is to continue with the floor trading. The brokers say they can get their customers better prices with human intervention. But a lot of the really big investors, the major financial institutions, the mutual funds, they want to be able to trade lightning fast. And they don't want to tip their hand to others on the trading floor. Most people see that as the future of the New York Stock Exchange. That's why they're buying this big electronic trading firm, so they aren't starting from scratch. But the head of the NYSE, John Thain, he has a vision of a sort of hybrid market where you can choose to go with a broker who will try to ferret out the best deal on the trading floor or just trade at the click of a mouse. And this is where the question comes in. How long will they keep this up? Because you have to consider that the new company will be answerable to shareholders, and they're interested in making a profit. And if there's any perception that the floor trading is inefficient in any way and not making money, then at some point the people who run the exchange could be under pressure to just shut that floor trading down.
Now, as you said, the stock exchange wants to go public and start selling shares of itself to the public. So would that be a good investment?
Well, we can take a look at some of the different kinds of exchanges that have gone public. The Chicago Merck, for example, they've done pretty well out of the gate. But there are a lot of experts who say this is still a risky game, that there are already a lot of electronic rivals who are way ahead of the game. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're trying to figure out if there's any economic rationale for having a Starbucks across the street from a Starbucks.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.